Super job. Thank you. Glad that you're here today. In a few moments, children are going to do their program, but I want you to think about peace on earth for a few minutes. Just think of that great anthem of the angels. An anthem sung not to a big congregation, not to a big audience. An anthem sung by angels to shepherds just in the busy time of their life on a hillside doing what was normal, watching their sheep. Into the middle of their busy lives, quiet lives, comes this message. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those on whom his favor rests. Well, I know it's sung in different ways. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. And just sort of that cast out there. Another translation, well, there are different translations of that, but I've been caught by this translation of it this year. Peace on earth on those on whom his favor rests. Can you think about that? God's peace and favor. His love and mercy resting on us. The anthem was introduced by this announcement that begins to open the door to letting that favor rest on us and that peace. I bring you good news of great joy for all people today. In the town of David, a Savior is born. He is Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign. You will find a baby wrapped in common strips of cloth, lying in a manger. Yeah, listen to this news for a little bit. Let's break it down. Do not be afraid. Sure, a lot of fear in our world today, isn't there? Fear that's causing people to say some really radical statements. Desperation to find peace. Do not be afraid. Because the angel says, I have good news for you. Great joy for all people. A Savior has been born. One who takes life's broken pieces and salvages them. One who specializes in putting things back together again. A Savior. He is Messiah, the Lord, Christ. The hope of the world. He really is our future. He is our hope. Our hope is not in military or government leaders or nice neat systems. It's found in Christ. He is Christ the Lord. You'll find the baby wrapped in clothing of a common child, laying in a manger, in the quiet corners of life. Not in the big palaces. Oh, he visited there. Jesus did. Not in the big temples. Oh, Jesus showed up there once in a while. But where do we find him? In the common, ordinary corners of life. Right where we are at. And he gives peace to those on whom his favor rests. But Let's just think for a moment. What do we mean by peace? What is it, really? How do we generate it? How do we make it happen? Online Dictionary defines peace this way: freedom from disturbance, quiet, tranquility. Wouldn't that be nice? Calm. Restfulness. Now, other than a few of you that just can't handle that, I mean, for some of you, I know what it is. Life is not normal unless you're going 20 different directions in 3 moments. You're just hyper. A few names come to my mind. But these are the common pictures. Freedom from war, the cessation of war and violence. But there are also some misperceptions of how we generate that. And so a lot of people have just settled for some idea of a passive indifference to the evil that thrives in our world, and we just say, I'll just stay in my little house, in my little corner, by my little self. I don't know how to do it. So I just withdraw. But we can't be passive in the face of abortions that still take place way too often. A racism that has resurfaced in some really ugly ways in our society. Crime, murder. Once again, we've been shocked. San Bernardino, California. We blame a certain class of people, and we forget that just a few miles from us was an American in just a sort of a quiet countryside road that went to a schoolhouse of little children, gunned them down. You can keep out a certain kind of religious people, but that came from within. Or remember several years ago, there was a guy in Oklahoma upset by thing and drive a truck in front of a state government building in Oklahoma City, and how many were killed? And so the simplistic idea is we just keep the Muslims out and we're going to take care of everything. Have you read your history lately? You don't have to read it very far back. But that reflects what's going on in our society. We're a society driven by fear. And in the middle of all these mass murders, have you tried to keep up with the news of the individual killings? You don't have to go very far. Cross the river. Harrisburg, York, Lancaster, suburbia. If you really add them all up, the mass murders are really a small percentage of the murders and crime going on. Peace on earth. Is it just sort of goodwill? We want the best? Or is there something more? If you read the teachings of Jesus, he was totally aware of the evil of his day. So we want the idea that governments and law enforcement can bring peace. It can't do it, friends. It won't do it. Happen. Or maybe if we just put together a health care system and emphasize security systems and we just make everything totally safe. Wouldn't that be nice? Is that really real? Peace is more than the absence of conflict, war, and storm. Came across an old fable, and I tried to do a little adaptation of it. Can you let me try to work my way through this old fable? The fable is that some peacemakers were desperate for peace, and so they went to the ancient wizard, and they said, "What can you do?" And he said, "Well, I can eliminate all the guns in the universe."
Oh, they said, that would be great. That'll bring peace. So the wizard waved his wand, and immediately all the guns in the world disappeared, and everything was at peace for about 36 hours. When the people began to realize they could take young trees and make spears out of them, and war picked up again, and soon they were back at it. So the wizard said, well, we can take care of this. We eliminated all of the young trees in the land. Whew, everything was fine for about 30 hours this time. They realized they could chop down big trees, make clubs, and begin to beat each other to death. So he immediately eliminates all the trees in the land. And they finally figured, well, the knives and the tools that we use to chop down the trees, we can use those, and so we'll just fight each other with knives. And finally, the peacemakers were saying, you know what? This isn't working out too good. Because how are we going to raise crops now? We've thrown stones, and you know, we've messed up the ecology of our world and our universe. What are we going to do now? And so the peacemakers, along with the wizard, sat down in dismay. What in the world can we do? And a child came along and said, what would happen if, old wizard, you'd just make it so that everyone felt whatever they did to someone else? If a person does something evil to another person, they feel the evil and pain. And if they do something nice, they will feel the joy. Oh, they said, that would be great. And so that's what the wizard did. He restored the trees. He restored the metals. He restored life. And peace began to reign. Isn't that a nice story? Just start feeling, well, that would probably help, but there's something that's deeper. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth. On earth. Not just in, glory to God in the highest, and peace where? On earth. On those on whom his favor rests. So let me make a couple of suggestions. Letting that favor rest on you. First of all, receive God's peace for yourself. Go ahead and identify the situations in your life that are disrupting your peace. Peace with your family. Who is it that you're struggling with? What's the issue that you're struggling with? What is it? You see, God knows your situation. God knows you. He knows where you're at. He knows the struggles that you are dealing with. God knows all about it. And as he came into our world in history, and as we sang about it in the songs this morning, God comes to you today. And he reminds you that he cares for you. Receive God's peace for yourself. Share God's peace with your family. Let peace thrive in your home. Take time, adults. Some time this season to play with your children. Peace. In the middle of all the gifts and all the stuff, peace. Keep Christmas simple. It's not the size and the price of the gifts. Make sure you give the gift of yourself. Let peace rest on you, and then let it thrive in your family. Then radiate God's peace to your community where you live. Church, school, job, marketplace. Jesus taught, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children
of God. Don't go haranguing for the government to do it. Just would you start? You radiate peace in your community, in the church, in the marketplace. Be a space heater radiating peace where you're at. Refuse to be a grumbler, gossiper, critic, and complainer. You refuse it. Yeah, I don't want others around. You can't control people around you. You just can't do it. There's only one person that you can control. You. Radiate peace. Oh, you're not going to be able to change all settings that you're in. That's not your job. Maybe you need to withdraw yourself. Be one who radiates peace. Build one another up. Encourage. And then pray for peace in our nation, in our world. Oh, you probably won't be called to Turkey to deal with refugees fleeing Syria and other parts of the world. There are very few that will end up doing that. But God has placed someone there. Pray for those peace workers. Pray for people that are fleeing their homes being destroyed by civil war. Pray for our world. Share an offering. You don't know where to go? Nazarene Compassionate Ministries has centers in different parts of our world dealing with a lot of these refugees. We have missionaries that have been in these areas and have set up connections and systems. Nazarene Compassionate Ministries, you can go online and do a direct contribution. It's happening. It's going on. There are other sources of peace. Oh, you probably won't encounter a Syrian refugee and need to worry about whether they're a terrorist or not. But you can pray for government officials and organizations that do reach out and touch. Pray for one another. And then follow this instruction. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Here's the promise. And the peace of God. Remember we saying, glory to God in the highest heaven. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So, I close with this note. Glory to God in the highest heaven. Peace on earth to those on whom His favor rests. Will you take some time in this season to open up your heart to the grace and the peace of God, and let it rest in you.